So let me wrap this up with a quick story about a prospect that I had that I was working with.
I love the stories,
Small community bank came in for approval, and they were using a subservicer for their portfolio loans, and they were selling their conventional conforming products, servicing release. Their desire was they really wanted to service the loans they were going to sell to us. And so since they were using a subservicer already for their portfolio, we gave some consideration to that and to the fact that they actually had staff with long-term servicing experience, even though they lacked that investor servicing piece of it. We actually agreed to make an exception based on those compensating factors, and we were able to grant approval. The bigger piece that came out of that is we changed our policy around how we now look at lenders who want to use a subservicer, but that lack that employee with the investor servicing piece. Because we were hearing it's not easy to go out and find somebody, right, just to manage our subservicer relationship, right? So what we've done now is we will allow for a lender to contract with a consultant for a 12-month period to have that consultant to actually train the servicing staff on investor servicing. So the revised policy has really helped us to overcome those obstacles, and it's enabled lenders to get approved as a servicer. So big stuff there.
Do you hear the applause in the background from Andy, Shell, and I, both who own our own consulting firms? We're applauding that decision. That was really good. And it was a real struggle for them. And I think it goes to speaking to the flexibility within Fannie Mae and your group, Beth. And I think that's just outstanding. So kudos. Great answer, Tammy.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Thanks for listening.